I can't take this anymore, says Carolyn as she pulls her I'm going to collapse face. She's been moaning next to me on the back seat for ages. Just shut up, I grunt at her. I can't take it anymore either. Not after 2 days in a car which feels like a pressure cooker. Mum is terrified that the smallest gap in the window will let in a highly dangerous draught with deadly consequences. But does that mean I can have a good moan every 5 minutes? I'm starving! I need a pee! I'm dying of thirst! Little sisters can be such a pain. In a desperate attempt to try and get an inch of private space within the 2 square metres of seating, I pull my jacket over my head, despite the fact that it's 45 degrees in the shade in here. Then I shove the Walkman earplugs into my ears so hard that it hurts. What am I doing here? Why am I going all the way to Sicily instead of being in a dark, cold cave of stalactites far, far away from the holiday-crazed sunglass wearers? I don't want sun. Why didn't I just stay with Grandad in Bad Neuenahr with the pensioners and the old biddies? Some mouldy old Grandad would probably have been more than willing to be my holiday flirt. I hate holiday flirts. Not that I've ever had one. Apart from the ankle biter in Holland who cooked jellyfish pie in a hole in the sand with me at the age of 4. But life after a flirt-free holiday gets tougher and tougher from year to year. Back at school, a gaping chasm divides the classroom. On the one side, or despite the fact that school has already started, the Mediterranean sun continues to shine over the girls with a holiday flirt. They drivel over their holiday photos of wryly smiling suntanned boys flexing their muscles on the beach. They smear fading love bites with oily sun cream to prolong their shelf life. They dry each other's tears as, every few minutes, they're gripped by the agony of separation. On the other side of the chasm loom ugly grey clouds over the girls without a holiday flirt. For some strange reason, their tans have already faded within the first 2 lessons. They're busy finishing off their homework, even though none had been set. They offer each other mutual support with their theory that it's far more intellectual and stands you in better stead for the rest of your life to have spent your holiday learning about Greek or Roman culture rather than smothering Greek or Roman boys' lips in kisses. What self-deception. Look at that! Palm trees! Squeals Mum, tapping frantically against the window pane as if the palm trees could hear her. The picture of a nice family.